Hi, I'm Carly Agar, and after 10 years of building my own career in the field, I'm now an award-winning career coach for current and aspiring customer success pros. And this is the first customer success podcast that gives you easy-to-apply strategies and tips to help you score your dream job, secure your next big promotion, or become the top performer on your team. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of career growth hacks to not only explore what's possible for you in your career, but help you decide where you want to go. And, of course, give you all the steps to get there. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. You're listening to the Customer Success Career Coach. Welcome, welcome any new listeners, and welcome back to those of you who continue tuning in week after week. I just have to say, I have been loving the feedback you all have been sending me, whether it be over email or messaging me on LinkedIn. It's just been really, really fun to continue the conversation and hear, you know, what you're thinking about the episodes, your takeaways. It's just been really, really cool. So please, if you have been holding back your feedback or your takeaways, don't do that. Just shoot me an email, send me a note on LinkedIn. I love to hear what you all have to say. Today's episode is going to be a good one. I'm very excited. So if you've ever wondered how to make an impact when starting out in a new role, then stay tuned because today's episode will leave you with at least three things you can do as a new team member to make a good first impression and start contributing right away. So the idea for today's episode actually came out of an awesome conversation that I had with a client about 2 weeks ago where we had helped her in her job search and she just started her new role a couple weeks ago. So she's probably about a month into her formal onboarding at this point. And we spent a whole hour on Zoom just ideating on things that she could do in these next few weeks to make a good impression. And at the end of it, she said, you know, Carly, this would make a good podcast episode. So here we are. I think a lot of people actually don't know this because we don't talk about it, or I don't really talk about it much, but we don't just help folks land roles. We also help them once they're in the role. And that looks different for everybody, but lots of times what we're doing is just helping people get set up in their new roles. So whether it's organizing their time, organizing their book of business, writing out a list of goals that they want to achieve so that they can really start putting the foundation down for a promotion very early on. We oftentimes will look at the KPIs that they've been assigned and figure out their strategy for meeting those KPIs. So we do a lot of that type of work to help folks once they're in the role as well. So this is a conversation that I had with a client. Like I said, we helped her with her job search. She had just started her new role. And I'm excited about today's topic because I know it's going to help everyone who, you know, if you just started a new job, today's topic is perfect for you. But if you're about to start a new job, then awesome. Today's topic is just going to put you ahead. But the other thing I want to point out is if you're currently job seeking, you can use nuggets from today's episode to help guide some of your interview talk tracks. So, for instance, if you're asked in an interview, you know, what are some things you're going to do to get up to speed quickly? Or what can we expect from you in your first 30 days? You can take some of the nuggets from today's episode and use that in your answers. And another reason why I'm so excited about this topic is I know that a lot of people are not very good at being intentional about their career growth. That doesn't mean the desire is there. Most people I talk to want to grow their careers and want to be intentional about it, but oftentimes they're missing the how because they've never been told how to be intentional about growing their careers. And today's episode is a lot about the how. So what are some like very specific things I can do in my first 30, 60 days in a new role to set a foundation for career growth, whether that be a promotion, a raise, moving to another team in the future, whatever it is, you can make a really strong first impression in your first 30 days and really start putting the wheels in motion for a promotion that early. So without further ado, let's just jump into today's topic. So when I think back on times in my own career where I've made a big ask, either asking for a promotion, asking for a raise, or even bigger, when I asked to create my own role, one thing I've noticed when I think about each of those scenarios is in each one of those instances, I had some sort of internal champion. So someone internally at my own company who would advocate for me. And in each scenario, I had a champion at the executive level. So not just my immediate manager, but in some cases, my manager's manager or my manager's manager's manager. Specifically for me, it was the times that I can remember a VP of customer success and a chief customer officer. So this brings me to my first piece of advice, which is when you're new to a company, doesn't matter if you're new to customer success or you are a 10-year veteran in customer success, when you join a new team or a new company, you should be networking internally and don't be afraid to go really high up with your networking. Don't be afraid to go really high into the executive team, the C-suite. I don't care if your company is 10 employees or 4,000 employees. Use your newness to your advantage and network internally with folks who have those big titles. Now, going back to the times where I made those big asks for promotion, for a raise, whatever it was, and had internal champions, one thing I want to point out, do I think that having those internal champions is the sole reason why I got those promotions or those things I asked for? No, because there's a lot more to it. But do I think having an executive champion helped me? Abso-freaking-lutely. There's one instance in my career where I asked for a promotion and I distinctly remember there were other people going after the same promotion as me, which is very common that happens. You know, someone moves on or a new role gets created and a lot of people who are already at the company go after that new title. And I remember being told when I was given the promotion that a large reason for that decision was because the VP of customer success at the time had vouched for me. And that was essentially why I got picked over the others. Now, should I have been told that? I'm not quite sure. But that stuck with me because at the time, it was a really, really big deal. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, had I not made an effort to develop this relationship with the VP of customer success, and it was a pretty big company that I was working for at the time, I probably wouldn't have gotten this promotion. And I would have been at that point devastated. Now looking back, I'm like, okay, it wasn't that big of a deal. But I know I would have been devastated. And it's kind of crazy to think about, had I not gotten that promotion at that time, what that could have done to the rest of my career and specifically my pay potential, right? Like the faster you move up, the faster your pay increases. So who knows if I would have made it to the level that I did when I did. But it just goes to show that having executives in your corner is never going to be a bad thing. There's other examples throughout my career too. I've talked about this on prior episodes, but at the last company I worked for, they allowed me to create my own role. So I got to write my own job description. I got to choose what I was doing every day, which was literally the coolest thing ever. And I think very unique. And I'm very grateful and lucky to have been able to do that. But that process, I haven't gone into the specifics of what creating your own role looks like. Maybe I'll save a whole episode for that. But that whole process is actually quite complicated, especially with the move that I made, because I was moving from customer success to customer success enablement. And I think a lot of people don't realize this, but oftentimes customer success enablement doesn't sit in the customer success organization. Oftentimes it sits in the sales organization under enablement. So what that means is it's an entirely different budget that my role was coming out of. And that's a big deal to go to a budget holder and say, hey, someone from the customer success team wants to move over to your team, so they're going to take up a large portion of your budget this year. That's not an easy conversation to have, right? Especially because that wasn't a role that they were looking to fill. So it's very complex. It's not quite as easy as you might think. Like, oh yeah, we'll just change your title. No, there's a lot of people involved, a lot of budgets involved, a lot of decision makers. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, without multiple C-level leaders in my corner at that time, there's no way that approval would have happened. I know for a fact that it went all the way up to the CEO, and he ultimately had to approve it. So again, had I not done any internal networking, had I just like existed down at my individual contributor level and hid from the C-suite, there's no way that that would have gotten approved. So the earlier you start internally networking, the better. And use your newness to your advantage. You don't need an excuse to meet with an executive other than I'm new and I'm looking to introduce myself. What I will say is if you are going to go network with folks who are high up in the organization, their time is very valuable, of course. Everyone's time is valuable. But make sure that you go prepared to that meeting with a ton of questions. It should be on you to lead the conversation. So if you're asking for the time, the onus is on you to guide the conversation. The onus is not on the other person. So come prepared with lots of questions. Come prepared with what you're looking to get out of it. And that, don't overthink this. It could be as simple as, you know, my goal for today is just to introduce myself and get an understanding of your priorities this year or this quarter or whatever. So don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. And what I'll say about internal networking is if it feels uncomfortable, if you feel weird about approaching a C-level executive, good, do it anyway. If it's uncomfortable, that means that you're getting out of your comfort zone. So it's going to ultimately be a good thing for you and for your career. I hope you're loving today's episode. I'm interrupting for just a few seconds here. If you are actively looking for a job in customer success or plan to start looking in the near future, please listen up. Today's job market is unlike any job market you've had to navigate before. It is flooded with talented job seekers like yourself, and there just aren't enough jobs in customer success to go around. What that means for you is you must adapt your job search strategy to the current market. You'll need a plan to stand out and get interviews, and then you've got to be at the top of your game when it comes to your interview skills if you want to be the last one standing who gets the offer at the end of the day. My team and I have now helped well over 450 people land jobs in customer success, and let me tell you, you do not want to navigate this crazy job market by yourself, especially if you want to land a job quickly. Head on over to carlyagar.com/apply to inquire about one-on-one coaching. Spots fill up very quickly, so don't wait. It's totally free to apply. I will also leave the link to apply in today's show notes. Now let's get back to the episode. Something that I've noticed just in the past few years from coaching CSMs is a lot of CSMs, and this goes for every CSM at every level, whether you're brand new to customer success or, again, you're very, very experienced in the field. A lot of you are afraid of asking questions, which is so crazy to me. But asking questions, especially when you're new to a company, can skyrocket your career. And listen, I know that sounds dramatic. Like, okay, Carly, how can me asking questions have any impact on my career? Like, isn't that a bit of a stretch? And no, it is not. I will die on this hill. Because if you ask questions when you don't understand things, whether it be about your new company's product or your company's processes or a word that a customer uses, the faster you start to understand those things, the faster you start to get clarity on the things you don't understand about the product or the processes you don't understand or the words or terminology that your new customers are using. The faster you get clarity on those things, the faster you become a trusted advisor. And the faster you become a trusted advisor, the better you'll be able to retain and grow your accounts. And hopefully it's obvious why being able to retain and grow your accounts is important for career growth. I had a client once she was a career transitioner, helped her land her new role in customer success. And she was someone I knew just from interacting with her for months who struggled to ask questions because she didn't want to seem stupid, for lack of a better word. But she just really, really struggled with asking questions. So she would kind of like pretend that she understood what I was talking about sometimes. And I'd be like, hey, you're kind of making a face like you don't understand this. I just want to check in. Do you understand what I just said? And she would be like, actually, I don't. And I'm like, okay, it's okay to admit when you don't know things. It's okay to say, wait a second, you just used this word or this phrase and I don't know what you mean. So I knew from working with her that she was someone that struggled to ask questions. And so when we started working together, when she was in her new role, I knew she was going to be overwhelmed because starting a new career is overwhelming in itself, but also joining a new company, a new team, like there's just so much that you have to learn. And so I literally I was like, your only goal for your first 30 days in your new job is every time you're on a meeting, whether it be internal or customer facing, I want you to ask a question. So if a customer says something, if you can naturally interject without totally steering the conversation away, I want you to come off mute and I want you to say, hey, actually, you know what? I've never heard that phrase before. Would you mind explaining that? Or, you know, just so I can keep following along, what is that acronym that you all keep mentioning? And asking questions is really something that you should do even as an experienced CSM, but as a new employee, it's even more important. If you don't ask questions just because you're afraid of looking silly, well, then think about how silly you're going to look when it's time for you to run customer calls and you don't know what you're talking about, right? It's better to ask the questions up front as things come up that you're unsure of. Ask the questions, get the clarity. It's so much better to do that early on than pretend you know what people are talking about and the truth be exposed later on that you had no idea what anyone was talking about. And it's just as important, I mentioned this briefly, but it's just as important to ask questions internally as well. So especially as a new employee, when you're trying to figure out why things are the way that they are, it's okay to ask questions like, you know, I've heard you say that X, Y, and Z is really important. Can I ask why? Or I've noticed in our team meetings that this thing keeps coming up. Can I ask why this is such a priority? Or can I ask how this thing that I'm being asked to do ties to our business goals? Or another good example is when you're given your KPIs, can I ask how you and the leadership team come up with these KPIs? The more you understand the why behind how things are done or how things are prioritized internally at your new company or on your new team, the more you are going to know what leadership cares about. And the more you know what leadership cares about, the more you can align yourself to those things. And hopefully this is obvious, but the more you can align yourself to what leadership cares about, the easier it is for you to make an impact, to showcase your impact, which all helps when it comes to getting promoted, getting raises, moving throughout the company onto other teams. I go into this in detail in episode 4. So if you want to hear more about why it's important to tie yourself to what leadership cares about, go check out episode 4. But really what it boils down to is the better you understand what leadership cares about, the better off you are. So advice number 2 is use your newness to your advantage. Ask lots of questions. Ask why things are done the way they're done. Ask why you're being asked to do the things you're being asked to do. Speak up in calls, both internally and externally. Don't be afraid to admit when you don't understand something or need more clarity, and you will be better off for it. I think something that we all, just humans in general, have in common when it comes to starting a new job is we all struggle with feeling like we're not contributing in those first 30, 60, or 90 days. Because the reality is, in most cases, those first few weeks or months, you're really just there to learn, right? There's not many expectations of you other than you're getting caught up to speed. So in those moments when you're new, you kind of feel bad because you're like, I'm not really contributing. Maybe you see that your team is really busy and you feel bad because you're like, I'm here, but I'm not really providing any relief to my teammates just yet because I can't really do anything. Sometimes we also feel bad when we're the new person because not only are we not contributing, but we also recognize that because we need to be enabled and taught and handheld in the beginning, we're almost creating more work for other people, right? So you almost start to feel like you are a burden, which is the opposite of how most people want to feel, especially as a new employee. But it does often bring up this question of, well, okay, as a new person on a team or at a company, like there must be something I can do to make an impact. What is that thing? And I always come back to the same answer. So if you think about it, when you join a new team or a new company, you will get some sort of onboarding. Now, ideally, it's a beautifully laid out, very comprehensive, easy to follow, very intentional onboarding. In reality, in most cases, it'll be a mess. It'll be either out of date or it will be just kind of thrown together last minute. It will probably be missing huge chunks of context. In some cases, it might not even exist, period. And you've got to get onboarded, right? So whatever your onboarding process looks like or does not look like, you've got to get yourself onboarded. So why not document everything that you do to get yourself onboarded? Who do you talk to? What resources do you use? What call recordings do you listen to? What software tools did you need access to? Who helped you get access? How long did it take you to get access to those tools? Whether you're documenting everything from scratch, so if you are, sorry, but if you are unlucky and you don't have an onboarding process to follow, so you're documenting everything from scratch, or if you are one of the lucky ones who's going through a very formal onboarding process and you're just documenting the gaps that you filled in the process that exists, either way, you are helping. Because most team leaders, most customer success team managers don't have the appropriate amount of time to build a comprehensive onboarding plan for new team members. If they've already built the onboarding, chances are they are not even thinking about the updates that they need to make to keep that onboarding current. So either way, whatever situation you find yourself in, if you've got the really nice, shiny, fancy, amazing onboarding, or you've got nothing, by documenting your process, you are helping. And you are ultimately contributing to scaling your team and your company, really, by documenting your onboarding process, because now it just makes the next person who comes in your position, it helps them get up to speed more quickly, more efficiently. And that's just a really easy way to make an impact early on. So document everything you do. Document the questions you had, who answered your questions. Document what about the enablement or onboarding process was outdated or confusing. Fill in the gaps. Make observations. I was just talking to a client recently who said, I'm going to probably butcher exactly the details, but she said something like there was a tool she needed access to in her new role, and it took them like 3 weeks for her to get access. So that was 3 weeks where she didn't get to like play around in the product. That's a huge deal. 3 weeks of not getting any product enablement, that's going to set you back. So for her to even just surface that to someone to say like, hey, I don't know if you've realized this, but it's taking about 3 weeks for new employees to even get their access to the product. Like, that's a huge problem. So just by her even surfacing that is making a big, big impact. Hopefully you got some good takeaways from today's episode. Really, it's just all about being intentional about how you approach every phase of your career. And that's genuinely the entire goal of this podcast, is just to get you thinking about every decision you make so that your career is very, very intentional. And that's especially important when you start out at a new company. Make sure that you're using that time intentionally to be proactive, set the foundation for a promotion or a raise or whatever it is you might want a year from now. You'll be so glad that you started today rather than waiting until a couple days before you go to make that big ask. So I gave you three things to think about when you're starting out. And this could be in a new team, a new company, new role, whatever it is. Three things to think about to make a good impact early on. Number one is internal networking. Go meet executives. Don't be scared of executives. Again, if you feel uncomfortable about this, then that just means that it's especially important for you to go do. That's something that you should get comfortable doing. Number two is ask a ton of questions. Don't be afraid to ask for the why behind how things are done or why things are the way they are. Admit when you don't know things and seek clarity early on. And number three, as you are onboarding, document everything so you can make a better onboarding for the next person. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.